morning. It's 6:02. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That's enough out of Rick Deckard for a while. This is your friendly host, Joanne, with the bi-weekly show. I should say probably bi-monthly, because I'm on every other week. But it's Celtic Dawn. It's Monday morning. And as usual, we have sort of like a misty, moisty morning out there. Time for some music. Thank you.
Swirling wide, a crisping snore. Young lassie, turn your wandering steps, for evening's gloom begins to fall. I'll tack you to my feather's haw, and shield you free the wintry air, for wandering through the drifting snow. I fear you'll sink to rise nae mair. A gentle lady at my way across this langsome, lonely moor, for he was dearest to my heart. Now waits me on the western shore, when morn his threads his outward sail. This night I vowed to meet him there, to take his secret fond farewell.
We may be pert to meet him there.
Dear lassie, turn. The dreary waste lies far and wide. Abide till morn and then you'll hae my feather's hair boy for your guide.
Now lady, now I'm on a tongue, impatient love, now chides my stay. Yon rising moon with kindly beam will lift me on my weary way.
Homes thy heart, why beams we joy thy wistful beam? Yawns but thy true love's fleeting form. Thy true love ne'er thou'lt never see. Deep in the hollow glen she lies, among the snow beneath the tree. She soundly sleeps in death's cold arms, a victim to her love.
Thinking of taking up a new sport? It's a step in the right direction. But before you hit the playing field, be sure to exercise a little common sense. Take bullfighting, for instance. One misstep there, and chances are, it might just leave a mark. Fortunately, for the less dramatic sports, there are plenty of things you can do to lessen your chance of being injured. For instance, don't be just a weekend warrior. In addition to playing your sport, make sure you include a simple exercise program during the rest of the week. Stretching for flexibility, resistance training for strength, and cardio sessions for endurance. For more specific tips on preventing sports injuries, visit AAOS.org. That's AAOS.org. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who remind you to get up, get out, and get moving. Or for you matadors out there, keep your eye
on the bull. Yes, indeedy. It's 6:22. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, and it is Celtic Dawn. That was the Tannehill Weavers from their latest album, Auroch, which means gold. And this is their golden anniversary. Yes, the Tannehill Weavers have been playing for 50 years. How to make one feel one's age. I first saw these guys when they were in Payne Hall for a Music for Robin concert way long ago, but they're still grand. There's still some of the same wonderful people in the band. I'm thinking of Roy Gillane and Phil Smilly primarily. And we heard Fragment of a Scottish Ballad in the Asturian Sessions. And yes, everybody definitely goes not just across the pond, but across the channel and to areas of like Galicia and Asturia to take advantage of those fine Celtic pipers who are in the vicinity. Before that, we heard a new band to me, Ye Vagabonds. It's two brothers who make their home in England, but come over from Ireland. And this album has almost all music they composed. We heard Wake Up, probably not the smartest choice to play this morning since it is a holiday. Yes, folks, it is Columbus Day, or if you prefer, Indigenous Peoples Day. And those are the folks who wished that Plymouth Rock had landed on the Pilgrims instead of the other way around. And we started off with a new album from Brianne Griffith. If you are aware of her work, you've heard her a number of times on this show because she plays quite often with the Demon Barbers, but she's a champion fiddler in her own right. And we heard a couple of pieces, Lady's Pleasure and Constant Billy. And she said, Lady's Pleasure was learnt from the Northampton Morris's wonderful melodeon player, Plum, in Whitby when they taught the Bleddington version of the dance to Dog Rose Morris. Constant Billy was learnt for the Wheatley Tray Dance, which was taught to Dog Rose by Mike Honor of the Wheatley Morris Men. And then the next piece that we heard was The Recovery. and the Red House. The recovery was learnt from the much-missed and bounciest fiddle player and caller Mick Brooks at a session in the Falcom at Bromyard Folk Festival. The Red House was picked up in the Radway session at Sidmouth and was very kindly written out and posted to me by whistle player Graham Oldham. A minor version appears in Playford, but the version that she plays is regularly played in Wales as the Red House of Cardiff. And I'm not able to do as many announcements, especially since I'm only here every other week, but I will point out to you that at Passim's on Wednesday the 17th, the Katie McNally Trio. Katie's a local lass, and she put together a band. She's also a Tufts graduate, need we add. It's a wonderful group, fiddle, traditional Celtic, and also this coming Friday, the 12th, Jake Armerding is there. It looks like he's a solo act because there's an opening band, the Home Fires, folk fiddle, and a singer-songwriter. And other people who you want to be on the lookout for is on October the 24th, Rashad Eggleston. If you followed any of his work in earlier years, you know he's that wonderful chunky cello player. And indeed, he's doing cello and folk and avant-garde. And we'd like to also point out to you that starting Friday the 26th through the end of October, Halloween, Peter Mulvey is there presenting the Lamplighter Sessions. Always a wonderful thing to take a listen to and see what he has up. And going a little bit further, because I will be out of town in Iceland, Mike Block, who's the wonderful cello player, is doing classical world singer-songwriter and is the husband of an act that will be in town, and we will mention more about them in another minute or so. Right now, I've talked long enough. More music. This is a group that was just in town the beginning of September, played a very small concert at one of the chapels in Mount Auburn Cemetery.
when I cry. With sleep for you come easy, whilst I alone can slumber. Will you welcome the morning at another man's side? I could not reach it myself. View from my window is a world full of sadness. Face in my mirror is the one face I
And that was the beautiful voice of Karen Casey covering a wonderful Andy M. Stewart song, Where Are You Tonight, I Wonder? And that was arranged by Haneke Castle, who also played on the previous piece we heard, Buddy Strathspey, The Wooden Whale, and The Farmer's Daughter. And she notes that Buddy Strathspey was written for the great Cape Breton fiddle player Buddy McMaster. I met Buddy as a teenager, and he was an incredible inspiration to me. We go into a tune by Alastair Fraser, The Wooden Whale, next, and we finish up with The Farmer's Daughter, a tune I learned from Laura Risk. And I do apologize to Haneke. I usually am better prepared than this. However, we can tell you that there are still tickets available for her Rockport, Massachusetts tour on Friday, November the 2nd, and also on Saturday, November the 3rd, in Cumberland, Rhode Island, at the Blackstone River Theater. Both of those shows are at 8 p.m., and if you'd like something a wee bit more local, she will be in Somerville, Mass, at the Somerville Theater on Tuesday, November 20th at 8 p.m. To find out more, just simply go to her website, HanekeCastle.com. And the reason kind of why I'm at sixes and sevens is that I just found out yesterday an old friend who is several years younger than I am and who I was hoping to see at Halloween passed away quite suddenly. And so this next piece by the Medieval Babes seems appropriate. We heard them doing Yonder Lee before, and this is called The Lament.
Snow. Little girl, what are you doing there by the river, by the river? Little girl, why did you cut your hair by the river, by the river? I want to grow up. She said, I want to grow up. Make me a dragonfly. By the river, by the river. Oh, little girl, I can't take your hair. By the river, by the river. I want to grow up. She said, I want to grow up. Make me a dragonfly.
Shall never clean your wound. There's none but
the maid of the winding mirror can make the hail and sound. So turn, turn your stallion's head till his red mane flies in the wind, and the rider of the moon goes by, and the bright star falls behind. And fly free, a good grey hawk, to gather the golden rod, for there's none but the witch of the Westmoreland can save thy dear life's blood. And clear was the waning moon when his shadow passed him by. Below the hill was the brightest star when he heard the owl cry, saying, why do you ride this way? And wherefore came you here? I seek the witch of the Westmoreland that dwells by the winding mere. And it's weary by the Ulls water and the misty brake fern way, till through the cleft of the Kirkstone pass the winding water lay. He said, lie down, my brindle, and rest, my good grey hawk, and thee, my steed, may graze thy fill, for I must dismount and walk. But come when you hear my horn, and answer swift the call, for I fear the sun will rise this morn, you may serve me best of all. And it's down to the water's brim he's borne the rowan shield, and the golden rod he has cast in to see what the lake might yield. And wet rose she from the lake, and fast and fleet gait she, one half the form of a maiden fair with a jet black mare's body. And loud, long and shrill he steed was by his side. High overhead his grey hawk flew, and swiftly he did ride, saying, course well, my brindled hounds, and fetch me the jet black mare. Stoop and strike, my good grey hawk, and bring me the maiden fair. She said, pray she thy silvery lay down thy rowan shield, for I see by the briny blood that flows you've been wounded in the field. And she stood in a gown of the velvet blue, bound round with a silver chain. lane with the wind.